Što je to najvažnije na što nas majka zove kroz ovo 30 godina?
And what are those most important things which our mother is calling us to over these last 30 years?
Koje su to poruke na koje nas majka zove?
What are those messages to which our mother is inviting us?
Ja bih posebno htio izdvojiti ovi 8 poruka, 8 kamenčića koje su najvažnije poruke kroz koje nas majka vodi.
I'd like to particularly emphasize 8 messages, 8 little stones, which are the most important messages to which our mother is calling us.
Mir.
Peace.
Obraćenje.
Conversion.
Povratak Bogu.
Returning to God.
Molitva srcem.
Prayer of the heart.
Pokora i post.
Penance and fasting.
Čvrsta vjera.
Strong faith.
Ljubav.
Love.
Opraštanje.
Forgiveness.
Euharistija.
The Eucharist.
Ispovjed.
Confession.
I poruka nade.
And the message of hope.
Kroz ove poruke nas Gospa vodi.
And Our Lady is leading us through these messages.
Svaku od ovih poruka koje sam sad rekao, svaku od ovih poruka kroz ovo 30 godina tu poruka Gospa pojednostavljiva, približava na da i mi bolje razumijemo i bolje živimo.
And over these last 30 years, Our Lady has taken each one of these messages and has spoken about them in a simple way as possible to bring them closer to us so that we can better understand them and better live them in our lives.
Majka dolazi, kao što sam već rekao, i predstavlja se kao kraljica mira.
As I already said, our mother has come and she has introduced herself as the Queen of Peace.
Tko može bolje znati nego majka?
And who can know better than a mother?
Koju šalje njezin sin.
And her, whose son is sending her.
Koliko je današnji mi danas potrebno danas ovom umornom svijetu?
How necessary peace is to today's tired world.
Koliko današnji mi danas potrebno umornim obiteljima?
How necessary peace is to today's tired families.
Koliko današnji mi danas potrebno umornim mladima?
How necessary peace is to today's tired young people.
Koliko današnji mi danas potrebno umornoj crkvi?
And how necessary peace is to today's tired church.
I Gospa kaže,
and Our Lady says,
draga djeco,
my dear children,
vi ste moja živa crkva.
You are my living church.
Vi ste moja pluća crkve.
You are my lungs of the church.
Zato, draga djeco,
and that is why, my dear children,
ako vi budete jaki,
if you are strong,
i crkva će biti jaka.
Then the church will be strong.
Ako vi budete slabi,
if you are weak,
i crkva će biti slaba.
The church will be weak.
Vi ste moja živa crkva.
You are my living church.
Draga djeco,
my dear children,
nema žive crkve bez žive obitelji.
There is no living church without living families.
Zato svaka naša obitelj mora biti danas jedna živa crkva.
That's why every family today must be a living church.
Obitelj u kojoj se moli.
A family where prayer happens.
Obitelj u kojoj se živi taj sakramentalni život.
A family where the sacramental life is lived out.
Moramo vratiti molitvu naše obitelji.
We have to bring prayer back into our families.
Zato majka dolazi k nama.
That is why our mother is coming to us.
Zato nas zove.
That is why she is calling us.
Želi nam pomoći.
She wishes to help us.
Želi nam ukazati na ono što nije dobro.
She wishes to point out those things which are not good.
Povest nas putem dobra.
And lead us on the path to the good.
Želi nas ohrabriti.
She wishes to encourage us.
Želi nas utješiti.
She wishes to comfort us.
Želi pružiti nama jedan božanski lijek.
She wishes to offer us a divine cure.
Lijek nama i našim bolima.
A cure for us and for all of our pain.
Ona želi liječiti naše boli.
She wishes to heal our wounds.
Ona želi previjati naše rane.
She wishes to bind our wounds.
S toliko ljubavi.
With such great love.
S toliko nježnosti.
With such tenderness.
Majčinske topline.
And motherly warmth.
Ona nas želi voditi ka svome sinu.
She wishes to lead us to her son.
Jednoj poruci Gospa kaže.
In one message Our Lady said.
Draga djeco.
My dear children.
Danas više nego ikad.
Today more than ever before.
Svijet i čovječanstvo prolazi kroz svoje teške i velike krize.
The world and humanity is going through its difficult crises.
A najveća kriza je kriza vjere u Boga.
And the greatest crisis is a crisis of faith in God.
Zato što udaljili od Boga.
Because you've become distant from God.
Udaljili se od molitve.
You've become distant from prayer.
Draga djeco, današnji svijet, čovječanstvo je se uputilo u budućnost bez Boga.
My dear children, today's world and today's humanity has gone into the future without God.
Želići samo.
They wish to go alone.
Ne, draga djeco.
But no, my dear children.
Pa ne može vam današnji svijet dati mir.
This world is not able to offer you peace.
U mir u kojem vam svijet daje, u taj mir će se brzo razočarati.
That peace which the world offers you will very quickly disappoint you.
Mir je samo u Bogu.
Because peace is in God alone.
Zato se otvorite tome daru mira.
And so open yourselves to that gift of peace.
Molite za taj dar.
Pray for that gift.
Radi vašeg dobra.
For your own good.
Majka dolazi k nama.
Our mother comes to us.
Zove nas.
She's calling us.
Neumorno nas zove.
She's calling us tirelessly.
Da vratimo molitvu.
To bring prayer back.
Danas smo svjesni.
We are aware today.
Da je molitva iščezla iz obitelji.
That there's no more prayer in families.
Da više roditelji više ne mole sa svojom djecom.
That parents no longer pray with their children.
Da više nema molitve između očeva i majke.
That spouses no longer pray with one another.
Nema više ljubavi.
There is no more love.
Ljubav je iščezla.
Love has disappeared.
Nema više vjernosti u braku.
There's no more fidelity in marriages.
Događa se raspad morala.
It's a falling apart of morality.
Nastaje jedna moralna revolucija.
A moral revolution has happened.
Koja razdara danas to zdravo tkivo u obitelji.
Which is destroying the healthy flesh of the family.
Toliko slomljeni obitelji.
So many broken families.
Umorni obitelji.
Tired families.
A majka zove.
And our mother is calling.
Draga djeco.
My dear children.
Stavite Boga u vašem životu na prvo mjesto.
Place God in the first place in your.
Stavite Boga u vašim obitelji na prvo mjesto.
Place God in the first place in your family.
Zajedno s njim pođite u budućnost.
And go into the future with him.
Tada ćete imati mir.
And then you will have peace.
Tada će biti više harmonije.
And then there will be more harmony.
Ljubav i mir.
Love and peace.
Ako želimo danas da ovo današnje društvo i svijet ozdravi,
if we want this world and society to be healed,
obitelj mora ozdravi.
Then the family must be healed.
Obitelj mora ozdraviti.
The family must be healed.
Zato majka dolazi k nama.
That is why our mother is coming to us.
Ona nas želi izvesti iz ovoga mraka.
She wishes to lead us out of this darkness.
Povesti nas putem svjetla.
And she wishes to lead us on the path of light.
Putem nade.
In the path of hope.
Kaže Gospa u jednoj poruci.
In one message our lady said.
Draga djeco.
My dear children.
Ako nema mira u čovjeku u srcu.
If a person does not have peace in his heart.
Ako nema mira čovjek sa samim sobom.
If a person is not at peace with himself.
Ako nema mira u obitelji.
If there is no peace in the family.
Ne, draga djeco.
Then no, my dear children.
Ne može biti mira u svijetu.
There cannot be peace in the world.
Zato vas pozivam.
And that is why I am calling you.
Ne, nemojte govoriti o miru.
No, do not speak about peace.
Nego počnite živjeti mir.
But begin to live peace.
Ne, nemojte govoriti o molitvi.
No, do not speak about prayer.
Nego počnite živjeti molitvu.
But begin to live prayer.
Draga djeco,
my dear children,
samo povratko mira i molitve vaše obitelji može duhovno ozdraviti vaše obitelji.
Only with the return of peace and prayer to your families can your families be spiritually healed.
Današnji svijet, današnje društvo je duhovno bolesno.
Today's world and today's society is spiritually sick.
Riječi su to majke.
Those are the words of our mother.
Mi danas često puta čujemo kroz ovo vrijeme na radiju, na televiziji.
Oftentimes in these times lately where we hear these words on television and on the radio.
Svi pričaju o recesiji.
Everyone is speaking about the word recession.
O ekonomskoj recesiji.
That we're in an economic recession.
Ma nije današnji svijet i čovječanstvo u ekonomskoj recesiji.
But this world and this humanity is not in an economic recession.
Čovječanstvo danas jest u duhovnoj recesiji.
Humanity is in a spiritual recession today.
Jer znate, svaka duhovna recesija, ona proizvodi i rađa svaku drugu, ekonomsku i obiteljsku i moralnu.
Because you know, every spiritual recession creates and produces every other recession, the economic and the spiritual recession.
Majka dolazi k nama.
Our mother comes to us.
Ona nas želi podignuti.
And she wishes to lift us up.
Ona želi podignuti ovo grešno čovečanstvo.
She wishes to lift up this sinful humanity.
Ona je zabrinuta za naše spasenje.
She is concerned for our salvation.
I kaže,
and she says,
draga djeco,
my dear children,
ja sam s vama.
I am with you.
Ja sam s vama. Ja dolazim k vama jer vam želim pomoći da mir dođe.
I am with you. I have come among you because I wish to help you so that peace may come.
Ali draga djeco, ja vas treba.
But my dear children, I need you.
Ja vas treba.
I need you.
Ja s vama mogu ostvariti mir.
With you I can realize peace.
Zato se, draga djeco, odluči za dobro.
That is why, my dear children, make a decision for good.
A bori se protiv zla.
And fight against evil.
Proti grijeha.
And against sin.
Majka govori jednostavno.
Our mother speaks simply.
Ona toliko puta ponavlja.
She repeats so many times.
Ona se nikad ne umara.
And she is tireless.
Nikad se ne umara.
She never gets tired of it.
Kao i ja kroz ovo 30 godina.
And it's like that for me in these 30 years as well.
Nisam se umorio.
I haven't gotten tired yet.
Jer svaki dan vidim na susretu zajedno s njom da se ni ona ne umara ponavljati i pozivati.
Because every day in my encounter with her I see that she does not get tired of repeating and of calling us.
I vi majke danas ovdje prisutni.
You mothers who are present here tonight.
Koliko ste puta svoje djece rekli?
How many times have you said to your own children?
Budite dobri.
Be good.
Učite.
Study.
Radite.
Work.
Slušajte.
Listen.
Nemojte da učinite, to nije dobro.
Don't do that, that's not good.
Tisuće i tisuće puta ste rekli svoje djece.
You've said that to your children thousands and thousands of times.
Jeste se umorili?
Have you gotten tired of it?
Nadam se da ne.
I hope not.
Da li koja majka danas ovdje može reći ja sam sretna?
Is there any mother here who can say that she is lucky enough?
Ja sam sretna samo sa jedan put ponovila sam djetetu jedan put jednu stvar i više nikad nisam ponovila.
But who can say I'm lucky enough because I was able to just repeat something to my child one time and have never had to repeat it again?
Nema majke.
There is no such mother.
Nema majke koja je jedan put ponovila svom djetetu.
There's no mother who's only had to say something one time to her child.
Svaka majka mora ponavljati.
Every mother must repeat.
Tako i Gospa nama.
So it is with Our Lady and us.
Jedan moj prijatelj.
A friend of mine.
Koji je malo skeptičan.
He's always a little skeptical.
I uvijek kada Gospa dadne poruku 25.
And whenever Our Lady gives a message on the 25th.
On me idući dan susretne.
He comes to see me the next day.
I kaže mi.
And he says.
Ma znam ja poruku.
I know the message.
Opet molite, molite, molite.
Again, it's pray, pray, pray.
I ja njega pitam.
And I asked him.
Prijatelj, ti počeo moliti?
I said, my friend, have you begun to pray?
A nije bio siguran sam u sebi.
He wasn't certain within himself.
Rekao sam, eto prijatelju, da si ti počeo moliti, ja sam siguran da Gospa tu poruku jučer koju je rekla, molite, 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 ponovno, nešto bi novo rekla.
And I said to him, you know, my friend, if you had begun to pray, I'm certain that she wouldn't have yesterday said again, pray, pray, pray. She would have said something new.
To vrijedi za sve nas.
And that counts for all of us.
Kada god Gospa ponovi tu poruku,
whenever Our Lady repeats a message,
to je za nas.
It's for us.
Da, to je jedan alarm za nas, da nešto nije dobro.
It's an alarm for us to tell us that something's not good.
Da se moramo probuditi.
That we need to wake up.
Da moramo početi moliti.
And that we need to begin to pray.
Vidite, kroz ovo 30 godina Gospa nikad ne kritizira.
You see, throughout these 30 years, Our Lady never criticizes.
Ne govori o strahu.
She doesn't speak about fear.
O kazni.
Or punishment.
O drugom dolasku Isusa.
Or about the second coming of Jesus.
Ne.
No.
Dolazi kao majka nade.
She comes as a mother of hope.
Nada donosi u ovaj svijet.
And she brings hope to this world.
Nada donosi u obitelj.
She brings hope to families.
Nada donosi u crkvu.
And she brings hope to the church.
Sve nas zove.
And she's calling all of us.
Na mjesečnu ispovijed.
To monthly confession.
Na klanje pred križem, pred sakramentom.
To adoration before the cross and before the blessed sacrament.
Na poseban način zove same svećenike da svojim župama organiziraju i stvaraju klanje pred presvetim.
And in a special way she's asking for priests to organize adoration in their parishes.
Gospod nas zove na molitu krunice u našim obiteljima.
Our Lady is calling us to pray the rosary in our families.
Na čitanje Svetoga pisma našim obiteljima.
And she's calling us to read Holy Scripture in our families.
Kaže u jednoj poruci.
In one message she said,
draga djeco,
my dear children,
neka Biblija bude u svakoj vašoj obitelji vidljivo mjesto.
May the Bible be in each one of your families, in the family homes, in a visible place.
Čitajte Sveto pismo.
Read Holy Scripture.
Da se čitajući Sveto pismo, Isus ponovo rodi vašim srcima, vašim obiteljima.
So that through the reading of Holy Scripture, Jesus may be born anew in your hearts and in your lives.
Mi moramo danas početi čitati Sveto pismo.
Today we must begin to read Holy Scripture.
Mi moramo znati opraštati.
We must know how to forgive.
Oprostiti.
Forgive.
Jer to je veliki dar.
That's a great gift.
Jer bez opraštanja.
Because without forgiveness.
Mi ne možemo ozdraviti.
We cannot be healed.
Ni duhovno ni fizički.
Neither physically nor spiritually.
Zato moramo znati oprostiti.
And so we must know how to forgive.
Oprostiti sebi.
To forgive ourselves.
Oprostiti drugima.
To forgive others.
I tako otvoriti naš vesel.
And in that way to open ourselves.
Otvoriti se Duhu Svetu.
To open ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
Tada ćemo biti slobodni.
And then we will be free.
Na poseban način.
And in a special way.
Gospod nas zove na molitvu srca.
Our Lady is calling us to pray with the heart.
Da bi naše obraćenje bilo potpuno.
For our conversion to be complete.
Potrebno je moliti.
We need prayer.
A Gospod nas toliko zove na molitvu.
And our Lady is calling us to prayer so much.
Ne moliti usnama.
But not that we just pray with our lips.
Ne moliti mehanizmom.
Or to pray mechanically.
Ne moliti s tradicije.
Or to pray out of a tradition.
Ne moliti pa gledati na sat kada ćemo što prije završiti.
Or to pray but then look at our watch to see how quickly we can finish.
Gospod želi da mi odvojimo vrijeme za Boga.
Our Lady desires that we spend set time aside for prayer.
Da se odlučimo za Boga.
That we make a decision for God.
Moliti srcem.
That we pray with our heart.
Na što nas sama Gospod zove kroz ovo 30 godina, prije svega znači moliti iz ljubavi i sa ljubavi.
And that prayer of the heart, which Our Lady keeps calling us to over these 30 years, primarily means to pray with love and out of love.
Moliti cijelim svojim bićem.
To pray with our entire being.
Da naša molita bude susret s Bogom.
So that our prayer may be an encounter with Christ.
Razgovor s Bogom.
A conversation with Him.
Da iz molitve srcem koju molimo da izađemo ispunjeni mirom i radošću.
So that we can leave that prayer of the heart filled with peace and joy.
Kaže Gospod, draga djeco, neka vam molitva bude radost.
Our Lady says, my dear children, may prayer be a joy for you.
Molite s radošću.
Pray with joy.
Draga djeco,
my dear children,
tko moli ne treba se bojati budućnost.
The one who prays does not need to fear the future.
Gospina želja je da molimo svaki dan 3 sata.
Our Lady's desire is that we pray 3 hours every day.
To je Gospina želja.
That's Our Lady's desire.
Ne 3 sata samo krunicu.
But not just 3 hours of praying the rosary.
To je sveta misa.
Included in that is the Holy Mass.
Čitanje Svetoga pisma.
Reading Holy Scripture.
Obiteljska molitva.
Family prayer.
Obiteljski razgovor.
Family conversation.
Klanje se pred presvetim.
Adoration before the Blessed Sacrament.
Činiti dobro, pomagati drugima.
Doing good works and helping other people.
To Gospod želi.
That's what Our Lady desires.
Jednako od dočasnica koja dolazi u Međugorje prije nekoliko godina.
A few years ago there was a pilgrim who came to Međugorje.
Dolazi k meni, kaže mi.
And she came to me and said,
ja ne mogu vjerovati da Gospa može tražiti 3 sata molitve.
I can't believe that Our Lady would be asking for 3 hours of prayer.
Pa ne može to biti Gospa.
That can't be Our Lady.
A rekao sam.
I said.
To Gospa želi, to njezna želja.
That's Our Lady's desire, that's what she said.
Pokazao se, malo smo razgovarali, želio sam joj malo objasniti.
I spent some time talking with her and I tried to explain it.
Ali teško je bila, teško je mogla shvatiti to i razumjeti.
But she didn't quite get it.
Odlazi kući.
She went home.
Iduće godine ponovo dolazi.
And the following year she came back again.
I dolazi opet k meni.
And she came to me again.
I pita me.
And asked me.
Da li Gospa još traži 3 sata molitve?
Is Our Lady still asking for 3 hours of prayer a day?
Ja sam rekao, a vi ste malo zakasnili, ne više.
I said, well, you're a little late, not anymore.
Gospa sad traži 24 sata.
Now Our Lady wants 24 hours of prayer.
Znate šta pravdočasca kaže?
And you know what that pilgrim said?
Dobro, dobro, ja ću da ostanu tri.
She said, all right, I'll stick with the three.
Vidite, vidite ponekad kako smo mi sebični u molitvi.
You see how we can sometimes be selfish in prayer.
Ne da je Gospod nama onoliko koliko mi ne bi mogli prihvatiti.
Our Lady hasn't asked of us what we're not able to accomplish.
Daje nama onoliko koliko mi možemo prihvatiti.
She gives us what we are able to do.
Gospod nas zove.
Our Lady is calling us.
Da pođemo u školu molitve.
To attend the school of prayer.
Ali nam želi reći.
And she wishes to say to us.
Draga djeco.
My dear children.
U školi molitve nema vikenda.
In the school of prayer there are no weekends.
Svaki dan moramo ići u školu molitve.
Every day we must attend the school of prayer.
I kao obitelj,
as a family,
i kao zajednica,
as a community,
i kao pojedinac,
and as an individual.
I draga djeco,
my dear children,
ako želite moliti bolje,
if you wish to pray better,
uvijek morate moliti više.
Then you always have to pray more.
Jer moliti više uvijek je osobna odluka.
Because to pray more is always an individual decision.
A moliti bolje,
but to pray better,
je milost.
Is a grace.
Milost data onima koji mole više.
A grace given to those who pray more.
Mi često puta danas kažemo
oftentimes today we say
nemamo vremena.
We don't have time.
Radimo puno.
We work a lot.
Zauzeti smo.
We're very busy.
Ne možemo se sastati svi u biti zajedno.
There's no time for all of us in the family to get together.
Muž radi kasno, dolazi.
The husband works late and comes home late.
Djeca idu u školu.
The kids are in school.
Dođemo kući.
We all get home.
Moramo kuhati.
We have to cook.
Moramo čistiti.
And clean.
Moramo ići u shopping.
And go shopping.
Moramo gledati televiziju.
And watch television.
Moramo gledati American Idol.
We have to watch American Idol.
Uvijek nema vremena.
We don't have time.
I uvijek problem vrijeme.
It always seems to be a problem of time.
Ali Gospod kaže.
But Our Lady says.
Draga djeco.
My dear children.
Ne, nemojte uvijek reći da nemate vremena.
No, don't always say you don't have time.
Nije vrijeme problem.
Because time is not the problem.
Nisu problem sati u danu.
The hours in the day are not the problem.
Problem je ljubav.
The problem is love.
Jer draga djeco, kad čovjek nešto voli i ljubi, on uvijek ima vremena.
Because my dear children, whenever somebody loves something and cares for it, they will always find time for it.
A kad čovjek nešto ne voli i ne ljubi, on nikad neće naći vrijeme.
But when somebody doesn't love something or doesn't care for it, they won't find time for it.
Vidite, ljubav.
You see love.
Kad ima ljubav, je sve može.
When there is love, everything is possible.
Gospa kroz ovo 30 godina uporno nas zove, uporno nas budi iz ovog duhovnog umiranja.
And throughout these 30 years Our Lady is persistently calling us and persistently calling us out of the spiritual death we're in.
Budi nas iz duhovne kome u kojoj svijet jest.
She's awakening us out of the spiritual coma that the world is in.
Želi nas učvrstiti u vjeri.
She wishes to strengthen us in faith.
U molitvi.
And in prayer.
I večeras na susretu zajedno sa Gospom kojom ste i vi bili prisutni.
And tonight at the encounter with Our Lady at which you also were present.
Ja vam želio malo opisati večerašnji susret.
I'd like to describe tonight's encounter with her for you a little bit.
A prije nego što počnem opisivati, želim samo nekoliko riječi reći.
But before I begin to describe to you the encounter with her, I would just like to share with you a few words.
Susret sa Gospom je uistinu jako teško opisati riječima.
It's truly very difficult to describe an encounter with Our Lady with words.
Nema riječi u današnjem svijetu, ja još nisam bar našao, da bi ti riječi mogao svima vama bolje opisati taj susret.
There are no words in this world today, at least I haven't found them yet, that can adequately describe the beauty of that encounter.
Svaka riječ je siromašna.
Every word is too poor.
Sve ono što ću vam čast reći, bit će nedostatno.
Everything that I could say to you tonight will be insufficient.
Teško je pisati taj susret.
Because truly it's difficult to describe that encounter.
Samo biti sa Gospom, gledati je.
Just to be with her, with Our Lady, and to look upon her.
Dovoljno je.
Is sufficient.
Ja sam već ispunjen tim
mirom. I'm already fulfilled in that.
Za svaki susret sa Gospom mi se uvijek pripremamo kroz molitvu krunice.
For every encounter with Our Lady, we always prepare with the prayer of the rosary.
Ja molit ću s vama krunicu.
And as I'm praying the rosary with you,
ja osobno približavajući se više i više vremenu 20 do 7,
as the time of 20 to 6 approaches,
ja više i više osjećam njezinu blizinu u svom srcu.
I feel her presence more and more in my heart.
Onoga trenutka kad sam došao ovdje i kleknuo,
in that moment when I came up here and knelt,
kad sam počeo moliti,
when I began to pray,
i trenutak kada sam prestao moliti, kada više niste čuli moj glas,
and when I stopped praying, when you no longer heard my voice,
to je bio trenutak kada Gospa dolazi.
That was the moment when Our Lady came.
Prvi znak Gospina dolaska uvijek je na svjetlost.
And the first sign of Our Lady's coming is always a light.
Nije to svjetlost koju mi vidimo ovdje na zemlji.
But that's not a light which we can ever see on this earth.
Uistinu, ta svjetlost je svjetlost raja.
Truly that light is the light of heaven.
I čim Gospa dođe, tada je više ništa ne vidim oko sebe.
And as soon as Our Lady comes, I no longer see anything around me.
Ispred sebe.
Or in front of me.
Ne osjećam tada ni vrijeme, ni prostor.
And I no longer feel time or space.
Gospa je došla jako radosna i vesela.
Our Lady came very joyful and happy tonight.
Se nas pozdravlja sa svojim majčinskim pozdravom.
She greeted all of us with her motherly greeting.
Hvala Isus, draga djeco moja.
Praise be Jesus, my dear children.
Nakon toga jedno dulje vrijeme Gospa moli posebno ovdje nad vama prisutnim svećenicima.
And after that Our Lady prayed for a longer time over all of the priests present here tonight.
Nakon toga moli ovdje na poseban način nad vama prisutnim bolesnim.
And in a special way she also prayed over the sick who are present here tonight.
I moli nas svima nama.
And then she prayed over all of us.
Ispruži ruku.
With her hands extended.
Nakon toga jedno vrijeme Gospa na poseban način moli i danas za zvanja u crkvi.
And after that, for a certain amount of time, Our Lady especially prayed again today for vocations in the church.
Nakon toga,
and after that,
Gospa nas sve blagosiva svojim majčinskim blagoslovom.
Our Lady blessed all of us with her motherly blessing.
I blagosive sve ono što vi donosite za blagoslov.
And she blessed all of those things which you brought to be blessed.
Nakon toga sam ja preporučio sve vas,
her,
vaše potrebe,
your needs,
vaše obitelji,
your families,
sve peticije koje ste ovdje prenijeli u pisanom obliku.
And all of the petitions which you presented here in written form.
Na poseban način sam preporučio sve preporuke koje je svećenik izrazio da se preporuči za vrijeme mise.
And I especially recommended the intentions that Father mentioned during Mass.
Preporučio sam i ovu župu.
And I recommended this parish.
Nakon toga,
and after that,
Gospa kaže,
Our Lady said,
draga djeco,
my dear children,
ja danas vas s radošću želim pozvati.
Today with joy I wish to invite you.
Molite, draga djeco, kroz ovo vrijeme posebno na moj nakon.
To pray especially during this time for my intentions.
Molite za moje planove koje želim ostvariti sa svijetom.
Pray for my plans which I wish to have realized in the world.
Molite, draga djeco.
Pray, my dear children.
Molite.
Pray.
Majka moli za sve vas.
Your mother is praying for all of you.
I zagovara kod svoga sina.
And is interceding before her son.
Hvala vam, draga djeco, i danas što ste odazvali mome pozivu.
Thank you, my dear children, again today for having responded to my call.
Nakon toga slijedio jedan razgovor ja sa Gospom, Gospa s menom.
And after that there was a conversation between Our Lady and myself.
Nakon tog razgovora Gospa omolti i odlazi.
And after that conversation Our Lady departed in prayer.
Odlazi u znaku svjetlosti križa.
She departed in the light and in the sign of the cross.
Sa pozdravom idite u miru, draga djeco moja.
With the greeting, go in peace, my dear children.
To je večerasno najvažnije iz ovoga večerašnjega susreta zajedno sa Gospom.
That's the most important thing to share with you from tonight's encounter with Our Lady.
Vi sami znadete.
And you yourselves know.
Da je Gospa dala poruku prije tri dana.
That Our Lady gave a message 3 days ago.
Već smo tu poruku čuli u početku.
We already heard that message at the beginning tonight.
Ali na kraju poslušamo još jedan put tu poruku na koju nas Gospa poziva.
But at the end, let's listen to it again, this message that Our Lady is calling us to. Dear children, with joy, also today, I call you to open your hearts and to listen to my call. Anew, I desire to draw you closer to my Immaculate Heart, where you will find refuge and peace. Open yourselves to prayer until it becomes a joy for you. Through prayer, the Most High will give you an abundance of grace, and you will become my extended hands in this restless world which longs for peace. Little children, with your lives witness faith, and pray that faith may grow day by day in your hearts. I am with you. Thank you for having responded to my call.
Ja Gospu vidim kao sada vas.
I see Our Lady as I see you.
Razgovaram kao sada s vama.
I speak with her as I'm speaking to you.
I moram reći, nakon 30 godina da se više osjećam opušteni sa Gospom nego ovdje s vama i pred vama.
And I have to tell you that after 30 years with her I feel much more relaxed and comfortable with her than I do with you here tonight.
I mogu je dotaknuti.
And I'm able to touch her.
Ljepotu same Gospe je teško opisati riječima.
It's very difficult to describe the beauty of Our Lady with words.
Ja mogu samo reći.
I can just say.
Ima sivu haljinu.
She has a gray dress.
Bijeli veo.
A white veil.
Oči plave.
Blue eyes.
Jagod crumene.
Rosy cheeks.
Kosa crna.
Black hair.
Lebi na oblaku.
She's floating on a cloud.
I kruna zvijezda.
And she has a crown of stars.
Na Božić.
On Christmas.
Uskrs.
Easter.
Godišnicu.
The anniversary.
Njezin rođendan.
Her birthday.
Na bezgrešnom.
And the Immaculate Conception.
Gospa dođe kao u zlatnoj halji.
Our Lady comes in a gold dress.
Klečeći svaki dan pred Gospom kroz ovo 30 godina.
And kneeling before Our Lady throughout these 30 years.
Gledajući njezinu ljepotu.
And looking upon her beauty.
Uistinu sam zadivljen njezinu ljepotu.
Truly I am in awe of her beauty.
Jedan go smo na ukazanju svi je pitali.
And one time at an apparition we all asked her.
Majko,
Mother,
zašto si toliko lijepa?
Why are you so beautiful?
I Gospa kaže,
and Our Lady said,
draga djeco,
my dear children,
lijepa sam zato što ljubim.
I am beautiful because I love.
I vi ljubite.
You love also.
I vi ćete biti lijepi.
And you also will be beautiful.
Zašto ne početi?
So why not begin?
Ja se nadam.
I hope.
Da ćemo se mi odazvati Gospodinu pozivu.
That we will respond to Our Lady's invitation.
Da ćemo prihvatiti njezine poruke.
That we will accept her messages.
I biti sustvaraoci jednog boljega i ljepšega svijeta.
And that we will be co-creators of a better and more beautiful world.
Svijeta dostojno djece Božje.
A world that is worthy of the children of God.
Nadam se.
I hope.
Da smo i mi ovdje večeras posijali uistinu jedno dobro sjeme.
That we have planted a good seed here tonight.
Nadam se.
And I hope.
Da je to sjeme paran dobro tlo.
That seed has fallen on good ground.
I da će donijeti dobar plod.
And that it will bear good fruit.
Neka vaš dolazak večeras ovdje bude na vaš početak i na vaše duhovno obnovu.
And may your coming here tonight be the beginning for you of a time of spiritual renewal for you.
Kad se vratite vašim kućama,
when you return to your homes,
nastavite s to duhovno u vašim obiteljima.
Continue with that spiritual renewal in your family.
Sa svojom djecom.
With your children.
Odlučimo se biti odgovorni.
Make the decision to be responsible.
Ovo vrijeme u kojem mi živimo jeste vrijeme odgovornosti.
These times in which we're living are times of responsibility.
Odgovorno prihvatimo tu Kristovu riječ.
And so let us responsibly accept the words of Christ.
Živimo u našim životima.
And let us live them in our lives.
Odlučimo se.
Let us make a decision.
I molimo za evangelizaciju danas svijet.
And let us pray for the evangelization of the world.
Za evangelizaciju obitelji.
For the evangelization of families.
Odlučimo se za mir.
Let us make a decision for peace.
Molimo za mir.
And let us pray for peace.
Isus toliko puta u evanđelju ponavlja riječi.
So many times in the Gospels Jesus repeats the words.
Ne bojte se.
Do not be afraid.
Ne bojte se.
Do not be afraid.
Gospa te riječ toliko puta i nama ponavlja.
And Our Lady repeats those words to us so many times as well.
Ne bojte se, draga djeca.
Do not be afraid, my dear children.
Zato svi mi odlučimo.
And so let us make a decision as well.
Odlučimo se za Boga.
Let us make a decision for God.
Samo u Bogu naš jedini i pravi mir.
Because in God alone is our true and lasting peace.
I ne trebamo se bojati.
And we don't need to be afraid.
Neka tako bude.
May it be that way.
Thank you and God bless you.